这个奉主主救圣名，我们一起来查考圣经。
Later in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll study the Bible together.
那我们今天先来看以赛亚书二十九章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 29.
以赛亚书二十九章二十二节。
Isaiah 29 verse 22. Therefore, thus says the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, nor shall his face now grow pale. Verse 23. But when he sees his children, the work of my hands, in his midst, they will hallow my name, and hallow the Holy One of Jacob, and fear the God of Israel. 24. These also who erred in spirit will come to understanding, and those who complain will learn doctrine.
这边告诉我们说，救赎亚伯拉罕的主。
This passage mentions the Lord who redeemed Abraham.
所以神对亚伯来讲，在这里是救赎他的，就是主神是救赎的神。
Therefore, God is also the God who redeemed Abraham.
那结果是怎么样呢？
And what was the outcome?
24节,
Verse 24.
心中迷糊的会得到明白。
These also who erred in spirit will come to understanding.
发怨言的必受训诲。
And those who complain will learn doctrine.
所以这是亚伯拉罕的神。
This is the God of Abraham.
就是救赎亚伯拉罕的神。
The God who redeemed Abraham.
那我们星期三有谈到神是荣耀的神。
On Wednesday, we discussed that God is the God of glory.
神在乌尔的时候向亚伯兰显现了。
When Abraham was in Ur, God appeared to him.
说我是荣耀的神。
And he appeared to him as the God of glory.
那神这样说你出乌尔。
God called him to leave Ur.
那结果怎么样？
What was the result?
那个这是星期三的话，我们先回一下哈。
Let's do a little review.
在《使徒行传》第七章第一节、第二节哈。
This is recorded in Acts chapter 7, verses 1 and 2.
是荣耀的神向他显现。
The God of glory appeared to Abraham.
这个显照是神显现又跟他讲话，这是直接的显照。
God's choosing of Abraham was through a direct appearance and speaking.
那七章三节，神跟他说。
Chapter 7, verse 3 in Acts.
要离开你的本地亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。
God said to him, "Get out of your country and from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you."
这个时候，他是在米索坡大米的乌尔。
At this time, he was in Ur of Mesopotamia.
那结果怎么样？
What was the result?
我们看那个创世纪哈第十一章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪十一章。
Genesis chapter 11,
31节,
verse 31.
荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
The God of glory appeared to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕因为神的荣耀，他就出来了。
And because of God's glory, Abraham left his country.
嗯，这个很不容易哦。
This is not easy.
嗯，那但是一出来是他自己出来吗？
Did he leave the country by himself?
31节
Verse 31
这边记得说他拉带着他的儿子亚伯兰和他孙子哈兰的儿子罗德并他的儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒拉出了加勒底的乌尔要往迦南地区所以这是神第一次的呼召
This was God's first calling
荣耀的神用荣耀吸引亚伯兰
The God of glory drew or attracted Abraham with his glory
亚伯兰全家出来了
Abraham left with his whole family
谁带领
Who was the leader
他的爸爸
His father
其实神是向亚伯拉罕显现的是要叫亚伯拉罕出来但是他爸爸可能放不下要走大家一起走了
Even though Abraham was the one to whom God appeared and was called by God his father probably wanted to make sure that he would be alright so he came along
你看第一次神选召亚伯拉罕的时候有没有跟他应许什么
When God first called Abraham, did he give him any promise?
没有。
Nothing.
只是说你要出，离开你的本地，本族，往我要指示你的地方去，就是这样而已。这是第一次的呼召，这记载在那个《使徒行传》。
In the very first calling, as recorded in Acts chapter 7, God simply told him to leave his homeland.
嗯，他就出来了。
And he did.
但是他的爸爸带领的。
But he was led by his father.
被神的荣耀所吸引。
He was drawn by God's glory.
我们不知道神在那个显现是用什么方式显现的。
We do not know exactly in what form God appeared to Abraham.
亚伯拉一生里面，神只是跟他圣经记载那个显现四次。
The Bible records only four times that God appeared to Abraham.
然后以撒两次。
And it is recorded twice that God appeared to Isaac.
显现这个字了哈。
Passages where we find the word appear. And God appeared to Isaac once. How about Joseph?
你就晓得再就没有了吗？零次。
Zero.
神的显现越来越少。
God's appearance, the number of times of his appearance reduced.
荣耀的神第一次向亚伯兰显现，我们没有圣经没记载是怎么样的方式，是闪光呢，还是亮光呢，还是怎么样？没有。
The Bible doesn't tell us exactly how the God of glory appeared to Abraham, whether it was through flashing lightning or some other form.
那也没有记载亚伯兰的心理反应啊，他是高兴呢，害怕呢？
And the Bible doesn't tell us Abraham's reaction in his heart. Was he happy or was he afraid?
但是我们从他的动作也可以看出神的荣耀对他是多么重要。
But from Abraham's actions, we can see how weighty God's glory was to Abraham.
希伯来书第十一章记载说，当神说你要离开你那个乌尔的时候，那个时候他还不晓往哪里去。
According to Hebrews chapter 11, when Abraham was called to leave Ur, he still did not know where he was going.
但是他可能上路的时候，一走出来的时候，神就告诉他不要去哪里。
Perhaps when he began his journey, God told him where he was going.
所以在创世纪这里记载说，他们要往迦南地去。
And according to Genesis, they were going towards Canaan.
亚伯的故事会告诉我们很多东西。
Abraham's story offers many teachings.
第一个，你的信仰是神直接选召你的，神有没有跟你讲过话？
First, your faith is through God's direct calling, but has God ever spoken to you?
如果没有的话
，No. If not,
你信仰路走不完了。
Then you cannot possibly finish this journey of faith.
是这样，我们看哦。你看他的爸爸带着他们走，我们以为说哇，这个爸爸好啊。
When we look at how his father brought the whole family out, we may think that this was a great father.
你看他的爸爸带着这些人出了加勒底，我们上次有讲过，加勒底是无名的地方哎。
And they left the land of the Chaldeans, which was a very civilized place.
在当时。加勒底它是在两河流域，你知道哈、哦？那个乌尔是在两河流域的那个约翰拉底河的河畔。
The land of the Chaldean was by the Euphrates, which was in the Fertile Crescent.
在当时，他们已经进入到农业社会了。
And the society in that area had already entered into the agricultural age.
他们比埃及人还文明更早。
Their civilization was earlier than that of the Egyptians.
以后到那个约瑟的时代啊
by the time Joseph came around、
那时候约瑟下埃及啊
Joseph went down to Egypt
他后来他哥哥们也去了嘛、
and his brothers later followed
他跟他哥哥讲、
he told his brother、
因为在当时的人他们对牧羊的人很讨厌、
the Egyptians at that time abhorred the shepherds、
为什么
？Why？
不是种族歧视啊。
It is not because of racial discrimination.
而是职业上的平等啊。
But there was a huge difference in occupation.
因为在当时，无名高的人是种田的。
In those days, the more civilized people would only engage in farming.
文化比较低的就是牧羊，牧羊牵几只羊，对不对？到处吃，也不用种，也不用什么，也不用知识，对不对？也不用那个农业的、
But the shepherds
是比较低水准的，所以埃及人很讨厌，也不跟他们一起吃饭了。如果万一了哈，如果那个你去麦当劳有一个牧羊人来，你就要赶快跑啊。
The shepherds on the other hand were considered less civilized because it didn't require a lot of skills. So in today's context, it's like seeing a shepherd coming into McDonald's and you quickly leave the store.
在当时他们不起吃饭的，看不起的。
In those days, the Egyptians would not eat with people, the shepherds.
在德国话，如果你这个人看不起，好像农夫一样，用不了没有。
There's a German saying, if you look down on somebody, you would say, why are you like a farmer?
小孩子吃饭吃得不规矩，怎么吃得像农夫一样？
Or if the kids don't behave on the dinner table or don't have good table manners, he would say, why are you eating like a farmer?
这是很自然的这种气势嘛，一定有的嘛，只是大家放在心里面不敢讲而已啊。
So people sometimes hold this kind of prejudice against a certain class of people.
白领的就看这个蓝领的。The
white collar people like to look down
蓝领的,
on the blue collars.
那他们从无名搬到很不无名的地方啊。So
Abraham left a very civilized place to go to an uncivilized place.
变成牧羊人哦。
They became shepherds. In other words, they went the reverse direction in terms of progression. Their whole family moved.
为什么?
Why?
因为神的荣耀.
Because of God's glory.
那我们星期三讲到,
on Wednesday, we talked about this.
神的荣耀对你来讲过,你真的是有一天你看到异象,什么,哇,感动得要命哦。
If one day you see a vision of God's glory, I'm sure you'll be very touched.
但是可能三天之后就怎么样,荣耀,哇,荣光跑掉了。But
maybe 3 days later, the glory is gone.
人家画漫画嘛,有时候,那个头上有那个荣耀光圈啊,不见了。Just
like in the comics, the halo disappears.
他爸爸带到一半,走不下去了。
His father led the family in the beginning, but halfway through, he could not continue.
如果你看地图的话, 从南边往北边走,
if you look at the map, they started from the south and went north.
他们沿着这个河走, 你看那个地图,
and they went along the river.
走到哈兰,
they first came to Haran
就停在那里了,
and stopped there.
后来呢, 你看圣经说, 住在那里, 住下来,
and the Bible tells us that they dwelt there.
后来他的爸爸就死在哈兰,
and his father died there.
他爸爸虽然看起来是带领着一家信仰的,
on the surface, his father was the leader of the family's faith.
但是他没有直接神的选择,
but he never received God's direct calling.
所以走不完, 一半就死在那里,
so he could not complete the journey, but died halfway.
12章, 又一次了,
and we see this again in chapter 12.
12章, 神又来呼召了,
God called Abraham a second time. This was God's second call.
这一次呼召在哪里?
Where did this call take place?
在哈兰,
in Haran.
你把第一次跟第二次呼召比较一下,
if you compare the first call with the second call,
前面都是一样的,
the beginning parts are the same.
要离开你的本地本族户家,我所要指示你的地方去,
get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. This is exactly the same.
七章,我们念过七章第二节,跟这里是一样的,
which you can compare with Acts chapter 7, verses 1 and 2.
第二次呼召多了一点东西,
but in the second call, God added some things more.
第二次说,我必叫你成为大国,
I will make you a great nation.
赐福给你,
I will bless you.
叫你的名为大,
and make your name great.
也叫别人, 你也要叫别人得福了,
and you shall be a blessing.
为你祝福的,
I will bless those who bless you,
那咒诅你的,
and I will curse him who curse you.
地上万族都要,
and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
这个福气很大的,
this is a great blessing.
第一次的福加上第二次的呼召加上第二次的呼召亚伯兰的反应是怎么样?
Now, we have the second call on top of the first call. What was Abraham's reaction?
我们看第四节,
let's read verse 4.
亚伯兰就照着主的吩咐去了,
Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him.
神是向亚伯兰讲的哦,
the Lord spoke to Abraham.
我们不要忘记哦, 在讲, 跟亚伯兰讲的时候也是同样是跟什么, 跟他太太讲一样。
Let's not forget that when God spoke to Abraham, he was also speaking to his wife.
所以跟亚伯兰讲，他们是夫妻是一体的，就是跟撒来讲一样。
Since Abraham and his wife Sarah were one flesh, God was also speaking to Sarah.
所以亚伯兰就走了。
Abraham left.
你这里说没有说他带着撒拉走了，但是一体的，所以一起走了。
It doesn't record that Abraham brought Sarah with him, but since they were the one flesh, we can assume that she was.
但是现在多了一个拖油瓶来。
Part of him, and but now we have someone attached to Abraham.
就是罗德啊。
Lot.
罗德和他同去。
Lot went with him.
同去的，如果你信仰不进步的话，也是怎么样，走不完。
In your faith, if you are going with somebody, you also cannot complete your journey.
好，那他们去的时候，亚伯兰是七十五岁。
And when they departed, Abraham was 75 years old.
这当中，如果你看地图，要从哈兰，现在是往下走。
If you look at the map, you will see that from Haran, Abraham would have to travel south.
那在这里也特别提了一下，他们在哈兰做什么。
And the passage mentions briefly what they did in Haran.
为什么他爸爸停在哈兰?
Why did his father stop at Haran?
哈兰是一个大城哦。
Haran was a large city.
他们当时如果离开哈兰的话，就离开了两河流域了。
Once they left Haran in those days, they left the Fertile Crescent.
神说，哎，你全家移到墨西哥去。
Suppose God tells you, move your whole family to Mexico.
那你就去了。
And you go.
但是用走路的，你走到圣地亚哥，哎，想说这里不错嘛。最后，如果你再过去就完了嘛，对不对
？And you travel on foot and keep going and going until you reach San Diego. And once you go beyond San Diego, that's Mexico.
那就住下来了。
Then you will immigrate into that country.
那住下来干嘛呢？
Why did they?
我看第五节哈。
Why did they stop at Haran? Verse 5.
告诉我们他们在哈兰做什么
？Which tells us what they did there.
他那亚伯兰将他妻子撒来和侄儿罗德，连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物和所得的人口，都带往迦南地区。
Abraham took Sarah his wife and Lot his brother's son and all their possessions that they had gathered and the people whom they had acquired in Haran.
哈兰本来只是路过的一站而已啊。
And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So Haran was only place of a temporary stop.
十一章的第三十一节不是告诉我们吗？他们是往迦南地区。
Because in chapter 11, verse 31, we're told that they were going to the land of Canaan.
你往迦南地区，你如果你现在要去纽约
，Today if you are going to New York,
你是开车子去的嘛？哈。
Suppose you drive.
你要去那边玩嘛？这是美国常常有这样子嘛？开车从西岸开到东岸，有人从东岸开到西岸玩一下子。
A lot of people go on a cross-country drive for vacation.
你开到一半就停在那里了。
Suppose you drive halfway to New York and stop there.
你在那做什么？
And what do you do?
积蓄财物。
You acquire possessions.
在那得人口。
And buy slaves.
你会不会这样做？
Would you ever do that?
不会嘛。
You wouldn't do that.
你不会说一路走一边赚钱哦。
You wouldn't start making money along the way.
所以他们在哈兰是住下来了，就那边定居了。
So we can see that they were already settled down in Haran.
他们把人生的过路的一站当成故乡了。
They regarded this temporary stop as their homeland.
他拉本来是要带他们去迦南地的，其实怎么样带不到。
Terah was supposed to bring the whole family to Canaan, but he could not do it.
我们还记得吗？那个以撒去他的太太从哪里来的
？Do you still remember where Isaac got his wife from?
从哪里？哈兰嘛。
From Haran.
那个雅各他太太他去哪里娶太太的？哈兰嘛。
Where did Jacob find his wives? Also Haran.
哈兰本来是过路的一站。
Haran was just a temporary stop.
后来变成塔拉的故乡。
But it became Terah's homeland.
当然，他们最原先的故乡是在乌尔啦。
Of course, their first homeland was Ur.
但是哪里晓得他要往迦南地的路上，还怎么样，在那里 造成了一个第二个故乡。
But unexpectedly, they settled down and made Haran their homeland.
所以亚伯兰要从这里再一次的出来。
Therefore, Abraham must depart again from this place.
我们上次也讲过。
As we mentioned last time,
神召亚伯兰不是说让他有好的环境。
God did not call Abraham to a better environment.
环境对人是很重要。
The environment is very important to a person.
但是你跟神的关系是更重要。
But your relationship with God is even more important.
我们常讲说那个孟子的妈妈为了要让孟子好好读书，说搬家，最后搬到学校旁边。
There's a Chinese story where the mother of Mencius moved the family three times until they finally settled down next to a school.
但是常常学校旁边的小孩是最坏的小孩。
A lot of times, people who live next to the school may be the worst kids.
以为说搬到学校旁边就会好啊。
Do you think that just by moving next to a school, your kids will be good?
常常是很远的地方来读的那些小孩都怎么样？很用功啊，刚好像在学校旁边的都睡到打中了才赶快跑来。
Actually, a lot of the kids who live far away are more diligent, and kids who live next to school are always late.
孟子搬到学校旁边当孟子了。
Mencius moved next to school and he became famous.
很多学校旁边的人都没有当孟子啊。如果是照说住学校旁边都当孟子的话，那我看全世界都是孟子，那个不晓得多少个孟子，也没有全世界全中国历史出怎么出一个而已啊。
But a lot of other kids also moved next to school, but then they never became a Mencius, so they were never famous.
所以跟神的关系是最重要的。
Your relationship with God is the most important.
那我们再看下来。
Let's continue.
他们亚伯兰走了。
Abraham departed.
然后往迦南地去了。
And went to Canaan.
第五节的后面说，他们就到了迦南地。
The latter part of verse 5 says, so they came to the land of Canaan.
到了迦南，一切就完了嘛，对不对？就结束了。
So this should end the story right there.
那其实到了迦南才是故事的开始啊。
But actually, it is the beginning of the story.
我们有一首赞美诗嘛，到了迦南，到了迦南，我要永远赞美神。好像说到了迦南，一切就要怎么样，就好了。
The hymn tells us that we have arrived at Canaan. It seems as if that's the end, but that's the end of the story.
迦南地是神应许他的。
Canaan was God's promised land.
应该是属他的嘛。
It should belong to Abraham.
神说我要把那地给你，好像你到了，哎，应该给我嘛，对不对
？God told him, "I will give you this land." So when he arrived, he should have received the land.
路很远呐、啊，从乌尔你看走几千公里啊。
It was a very long journey, thousands of.
我看从这里
miles, kilometers.
从这里应该是走到那个洛杉矶了。
It's like
更远一点了。
It's like walking from San Francisco to further than Los Angeles.
应该更远了，这里有没有一千多公里？
八百英里。
哦，有那么远吗？差不多吧，算差不多好了。不能说你爸爸，你妈妈说，乖儿子啊，我那个洛杉矶的那个好莱坞的山上有一个大别墅，好几千万的美金啊。
Suppose your mother who owns a
你妈妈，当然说你爸爸。
Suppose your mother owns a multi-million house in Hollywood, on the hill.
那你要走去啊。
And she tells you, just travel there on foot and you will get the house. And you bring your whole house, family, and travel on foot. And you finally arrive. And you see the house. So just like Abraham arrived in Canaan.
好了他一定很高兴啊，到了迦南，对不对
？He must have rejoiced when he reached Canaan.
应许地是给我的吗
？I am here for the promised land.
第六节
，verse 6。
亚伯兰经过那地
，Abraham passed through the land.
哎，看看到底是给我应许地多大，是怎么样？我说经过，
To check out how big the promised land was.
啊，你到了好莱坞那个大房子是好几个 acre， 对不对？你前后看一看嘛，对不对
？It's like you've reached the multi-million.
够不够？
Multi-million 10-acre property in Hollywood, and you want to first take a look.
然后就看看咯。
And that's what he did.
到了四件地方，摩利橡树那里。
He went to Shechem as far as the terebinth tree of Moreh.
可以看到他从南从北往南走。
He went from the north to the south.
圣经说那时迦南人住在那里。
And the Canaanites were then in the land.
你的心理反应怎么样？
What's your reaction?
你房子在那里啊，这真的是十个 acre 啊，那个大房子好像一小的看守一样。
You see the 10-acre land with a huge castle-like house.
但是是别人的。
But you found out that somebody lives there.
你那时候你心情怎么样？
How would you feel?
亚伯兰是这样子啊。
This was what
神的应许地，别人住那里啊。
This was what Abraham experienced. God's promised land was occupied by somebody else. You may wonder, is God making a mistake?
千里迢迢走那么远呢？
I traveled thousands of miles.
我以当时来讲，不知道走了几个月啊。
It must have taken them months.
他爸爸应该是走好几天，好几个月，走到北边走不下去了，真是走不下去。
Took his father several months to reach Haran in the north, and they couldn't even continue.
他现在走到了。
And now he finally made it.
别人住在那里。
Only to find out that others were dwelling in the land.
第七节。
Verse 7.
神向亚伯兰显现。
Then the Lord appeared to Abram.
这是第二次。
This was the second appearance.
神显现不是神随便显现的。
God doesn't appear to people randomly.
神亲自来啊。
God personally came to Abram.
显现就是说神有一个形，那个形象，用意象或怎么样跟他显现，不只是讲话而已，有时候只是出声音。
When the Bible tells us that God appeared, He must have appeared to him in a certain form, not just speak to him in a voice.
显现又对他说。
God appeared to Abraham and said,
我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
To your descendants I will give this land.
那时候你心里都凉了。
I'm sure you'll be very disappointed.
也好了，反正对不对？我得不到嘛，哈娜也可以嘛，是不是？
Maybe if Stephen cannot get the house, Hannah can inherit it.
好了，谢谢妈妈也好了，反正。
And we still thank the mother for giving the house.
神说给你的后裔，不是给你啊。
And now God says, I will give your descendants this land. So Abraham was not getting it.
所以亚伯兰也接受了。
But Abraham received the promise and nevertheless.
所以亚伯兰就在那里向那个为那向他显现的神筑了一座坛。
And there Abraham built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him.
他想说这个地不给我，那再换个地方是不是大那么地那么大，对不对？往南第八节又从那里又迁到伯特利去。
In verse 8, he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel.
那支大帐篷。
And pitched his tent.
那在那里又为神筑了一座坛。
There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord.
这里你可以看到他不安了。
We can see that he was not settled.
世界上没有人说没事搬家完的。
Nobody,
除非你是人家说吉普赛人。
Nobody except perhaps the gypsies would move just for fun.
吉普赛人搬家也是有他理由的。
In fact, even the gypsies may move for a reason.
你搬家一般是如果你这里住得很好很习惯了，就是在有一点点不太习惯，你也会想说反正习惯，你万一搬到别的地方去，不一定会更好啊。
Even if you don't necessarily like the place you live right now, but you will tend to want to stay where you are because it's very inconvenient to move.
你从亚伯拉罕进了迦南地之后，
after Abraham went into Canaan,
这里搬那里搬那里搬，哪个地方都不是他的地方。人家说水里怎么样，没有一个地方是热的。
He kept moving from place to place because he could not really settle in any one place.
怎么会？如果你是亚伯兰，你会想象得到吗？怎么千里迢迢来到这里？怎么应许地变这样子了？
If you were Abraham, could you even imagine that after traveling such great distance, this is what you get?
第九节
，verse 9。
后来亚伯兰又渐渐的往南去。
So Abraham journeyed, going on still toward the south.
渐渐的，就是说不敢一下子啊，慢慢的。这个跟罗德渐渐的往那个所方买是一样的心情呢、啊。
This is similar to how Sodom gradually moved to how Lot gradually moved to Sodom.
往南就是快往南， 在离开南地就到了埃及了，就离开了应许地了。
He gradually moved south until he almost reached Egypt, which was out of the land of Canaan.
他在慢慢迁移的时候，心里是怕怕的，哎，会不会神不高兴啊？怎么这应许地嘛，不可以离开的，但是。
He was probably hesitant as he was moving because he knew that it was God's promised land.
这些地都不是我的。
But none of the land belongs to him.
就往南地去了。
So he kept going south.
第十节。
Verse 9.
那地遭遇饥荒。
Now there was a famine in the land.
他说明你没想到什么，他在那个两河流的地方是那个两河流是人类文明发展的地，那个花园地啊。是雨水那个河水很丰富的地方。
Back in the Fertile Crescent, the cradle of civilization, he lived in the land that was very rich.
在那里你很少看到饥荒的。
They seldom had famine in that area.
也是伊甸园的地方。
It was the land of that was the where the Eden, the Garden of Eden was.
跑到那个迦南地来。
But now they came to Canaan.
其实迦南地是常常饥荒的，几乎每一代人都遇饥荒，每一代的。
Actually, in the land of Canaan, there seemed to be a famine every generation.
亚伯兰饥荒。
Abraham ran into famine.
以撒饥荒。
Isaac too.
他的孙子雅各饥荒。
And his grandson Isaac also met with.
当然，约瑟时候也是饥荒啊，每一代都饥荒的，以后还是常常饥荒。四十代路德也是饥荒啊，你看每一代都是有饥荒的。
From Jacob, even down to the time of the judges, the time of Ruth, there were famines every generation. When we think of Canaan, we probably only think of land flowing with milk and honey.
牛奶，为什么牛奶？你要畜牧，要养那个有神的祝福才有奶啊。蜜是什么样？野蜜啊，你要去采啊。牛奶与蜜，你听起来哇，好像住在睡在那里，那奶就来了，蜜就来了，其实没有啊。
Flowing with
做的半死啊！你在看圣经，你要努力做啊。那个没有的话，什么都没有啊。
Flowing with milk and honey may sound wonderful, as if you just lie down and food is served to your mouth, but actually you have to work to get the food.
那个生命记载的。
According to Deuteronomy.
那个埃及人其实他们耕种怎么样耕种？用脚踩一踩就好了。
In Egypt,
好像原子一样。
In Egypt, they tilled the land or cultivated the land with their feet.
因为尼罗河每年泛滥。
Because the Nile overflowed every year.
泛滥完之后，你脚踩一踩，它那个植物就长起来了。
So after the flood, they would just work the soil with their feet, and the crops will grow.
啊，迦南地你看神吃饭哦。
But in Canaan, you have to rely on God to have food.
神不下雨的话,
if God does not send rain,
那个,在饥荒的年日啊,那个什么鸽子粪都有人买啊。
During famine, people even try to buy the dung of pigeons.
很苦的。
And it could get very harsh.
好了,亚伯来到这里了。
And this was where Abraham came.
他来了就遇到饥荒。
And when he arrived, he met a famine.
饥荒很大。
And the famine was great.
怎么办？
What was he to do?
亚伯兰，我们看第十节啊。
Verse 10.
亚伯兰就下埃及去了。
Abraham went down to Egypt.
我们知道后来，我们知道埃及是下不得的。
And we know from the story that he shouldn't have.
但是他也自己知道。
And he knew it also. He knew that also.
因为他看过神的荣耀。
Because he had seen God's glory.
神已经两次向他显现了。
God had appeared to him twice.
他还晓得这是应许地。
And he knew that this was the promised land.
所以他自己心里有数啊。
So he knew what was the right thing to do.
他下埃及去。
But he went down to Egypt.
接下来说要在那里暂居。
To dwell there.
暂居一下。
Just temporarily.
嗯，不是说。不是要去那里移民，也不是去那里找工作，是暂时避风头了。以后啊、哦，这个饥荒过了再回来嘛。
He wasn't planning to live there for long. He just wanted to avoid the famine.
嗯，中国人所讲的“人在江湖，身不由己”嘛，没办法啦，被环境所逼了。
He really had no choice because of the environment.
也是他的软弱了。
And this was also due to his weakness.
第11节, 他们就下埃及了。
Verse 11, well, they came down to Egypt.
将近埃及, 他就对他的妻子撒来说,
when they were near Egypt, he said to his wife, Sarah, Sarai,
去埃及也不是一天的路啊, 主要是走一个月的。
The journey to Egypt would take a month.
但他到埃及, 他心里有数。
And when he was near Egypt, he had a plan.
他说我知道你是
He said to his wife, I know that you are a woman of beautiful countenance.
这个三代的这个亚伯、以撒、雅各，他们都是娶漂亮的那个什么太太。For
three generations, from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob, they all married beautiful wives.
美丽太太是不错，但是有时候还是麻烦啊。It's
good to have a beautiful wife, but sometimes you can get into trouble.
太小的太太美丽也是麻烦很多。And
he also knew that it was troublesome to have a beautiful wife.
十二节。
Verse 12. He said, when it happens, it will happen when the Egyptians see you. They will say, this is his wife.
那当时因为我们是外地来的嘛，他可能把我杀了，因为要你的话，一定把我杀了，才把抢太太嘛，对不对？
And we are foreigners, they will probably kill me to get you.
然后呢，让你活着。
They will let you live.
13节,
Verse 13.
他跟他太太说，哎，拜托哈，求你说，
Please say,
你是我的妹妹。
You are my sister.
这个是事实哦, 这不是假的。
This was a truth.
圣经来讲, 他们是同父异母的。
Because they had the same father but different mothers.
然后呢, 使我因为你得平安。
And he said, it will be well with me for your sake.
我的命也可以因你存活。
And that I may live because of you.
你讲一半的事实就好哈。
He was telling a half truth.
说你是我妹妹。
Just say, You are my sister.
你不要说你是我太太。
Don't tell them you are my wife.
如果你是说我妹妹的话，没有人杀哥哥娶妹妹的，没有人这样子。
If you tell them I am your brother, they wouldn't kill me just to have you.
那如果是说我是你太那个先生的话，那一般人是杀先生夺太太，一定是这样子。
But if they found out that he was the husband, they would have killed him.
所以亚伯兰通常蛮聪明的，他想埃及人一定好色又强暴。
Abraham was a very smart man. He figured that the Egyptians were very lustful and violent.
事先想好了。So
he had this plan.
14节。
Verse 14.
即使亚伯兰到了埃及啊,
and so it was when Abraham came into Egypt.
埃及人看见那妇人极其美貌, 真是漂亮。
The Egyptians saw the woman that she was very beautiful.
15节。
15.
这个法老的臣宰看见了她，就在法老面前夸奖她。
The princess of Pharaoh also saw her and commended her to Pharaoh.
可见她漂亮，可能全比全国其他人更漂亮。所以她的那些臣宰，有的大臣也不敢自己要啊，跟那个法老报告。那法老想说，好吧，带来看看。
She was probably more beautiful than anyone in the land, so they reported her to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh wanted her.
那个妇人就是。
And the woman,
她光妃去了,
Sarah, was taken into Pharaoh's house.
16.
He treated Abram well for her sake.
亚伯兰得了许多的牛羊骆驼公驴母驴仆婢。
He had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male and female servants.
很多啊，在当时来讲的话。
So this was a lot of gifts.
我每次听到这里就想到底这亚伯兰要说感谢主还是要赶撒旦。
Whenever I read here, I wonder whether he should have praised God or cast out Satan.
一切都照他的计划。
Everything worked out according to plan.
对不对? 命保住了。
He kept his life.
然后还所谓的意外的平安哦。
And he even received a peace that surpassed understanding.
就是人家还送很多的东西来啊。
Meaning that he received a lot of gift.
你怎么办? 你接到这些东西啊, 你看, 牛羊骆驼公驴母驴仆婢, 你要说感谢主还是要怎么样?
He received sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male and female servants, female donkeys and camels. So would you say praise the Lord?
实在是没办法，不晓得，但是他是接下来了，但是他心里不晓得怎么想的。
He accepted the gifts, but I'm not sure how he felt.
这是好久好久以前有一个，我看快20年前了，有一个执事给我做一个见证，也不是见证，他就讲他的经历就是了。
A couple of decades ago, Deacon shared with me his experience.
他是在什么樟木头还是哪里？ 不是，他本来是亚洲的。
He was a deacon who lived in the Dark Island and moved to Kowloon.
20年前跟我讲，但是讲的时候已经是对他来讲已经经过20年，所以应该是40、50年前的事情吧。
And this story probably happened 40 or 50 years ago.
那时候还有一个什么秋季法师，执事是不是？你不知道。 他们说当时有一个信徒,
and at that time there was this church member
那个信徒很穷啊,
who was very poor.
那有一天, 那个一大早啊,
one day early in the morning
他拿一个猪头,
he brought a pig head.
年纪大一点的可能还会知道猪, 在当时是人家说拜猪头，是猪头是很贵的, 现在
In those days, pig heads were very expensive and precious, and nowadays people will be scared of it.
如果见证现在讲话，不要说猪头，应该说拿十万美金好了。
It's comparable to giving somebody $100,000.
一大早就来敲教会门啊。Early
in the morning, he came to church and knocked on the church door.
拿个大猪头来。
And brought with him a huge pig head. And this deacon came out.
他說，感謝主，我要奉獻了。
And this church member said, I want to thank God and offer this pig head.
我小时候，那是教会开灵会，乡下人奉献不是钱的，都是抓鸡啊，或是鸭，或是拿米啊，或是拿菜啊，或是拿地瓜去。
When we were little, we lived in the country, and during convocations, people would not offer money. Instead, they would bring their livestock or vegetables, etc. to church.
那个只是说，你自己那么穷。
And this deacon said, you are so poor yourself.
他说，感谢主啊。
But he said, thank God.
因为穷到很穷，到最后我就想出一个方法。I
was so poor, finally I came up with a plan.
他说他最后用的那最后一个大元还是什么东西，以前。
He was left with only one coin.
他就，奉主耶稣圣名，他走去那个赌场就是了。So
he said, I said, in the name of Lord Jesus, I'm going to go to the casino.
他说，奉主耶稣圣名啊，赌。So
in the name of Jesus, he used the money to put a bet in.
哎呦，这个赢了。And
he won a lot of money.
哎，分一半啊，再全部给他赌。And
he took a half of the money he won and put another bet.
每次都是奉主耶稣圣名啊。
And he did it all in the name of Jesus.
后来他还是，赚了不少，他想说，就此打住，回去买个猪头奉献。
And he earned a lot, he got a lot of money as a result and decided to offer a pig head to church.
那个只是说，他拿到那个猪头，听完这样子，不晓得是要感谢主还是要赶撒旦呢。
The deacon said when he got the pig head and heard the story, he didn't know whether to praise God or to cast out demons.
有时候我们在做一些事情也是这样子。Sometimes
this is how we do things.
亚伯拉罕就这样了，信仰自主啊。Abraham
was like this, even though he was the father of faith.
这时候，我常常想，这样的先生不嫁也好啊。I
often think this kind of husband you probably would not want to marry.
对不对？小明明晓得有灾难，还要去，对不对？还叫太太说：“哎，你讲一半事实就好。”然后太太真的是被抓。 太老早晓得人家会抓,
he knew in advance that people would want to have his wife, and he still told him to tell her to tell half truth.
这个时候的亚伯拉罕没有一体精神哦,
and so Abraham did not consider his wife as part of him.
这好像一般人的观念，一般人是怎么样？夫妻本是同林鸟嘛，对不对？大难来时怎么样？各自飞嘛。
So he was like others, like the secular people who consider husband and wife only domestic partners.
其实不是的,
but this is not true.
圣经是不是同林鸟是什么样一体的，飞两个就一起飞了。
But in the Bible, husband and
不是各自飞啊,
the husband and the wife are one. So if anything happens, they have to be together.
所以这我们的信仰自主，刚开始信仰是很差的。
So even our father of faith was very weak in his faith in the beginning.
这时候太太被抓去了,
his wife had been arrested,
得到很多的,
had been taken,
奖品啊, 法老的赠品啊,
and he received so much gift from Pharaoh.
这时候他如果拍个胸牌, 我是法老的那个什么, 妃或是正宫的哥哥,
maybe
总理要封啊,
he could proudly boast that I am the older brother of Pharaoh's concubine.
但是这时候我们来看第十七节。Let's read verse 17.
But the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abram's wife.
亚伯兰在这时候是很软弱的。
Abram was very weak.
我们那天有讲, 神的荣耀在之后对亚伯兰来讲怎么样?
At this time, God's glory to Abraham was long gone.
遇到饥荒,
they were in the midst of famine.
他没有把这个神的荣耀就好像不能当饭吃啊。
He could not have God's glory for food.
他没有坚持他的信仰。
He could not hold on to his faith.
这时候下一集啊,
he went down to Egypt.
想出这种方法,
he thought of this plan.
真是太太被抓,
and his wife was actually taken.
但是这个时候神是救赎的神。
But at this time, God to him became the God of redemption.
他这里没有写说他要祷告或是呼求神说神啊帮忙啊也没有。
The Bible doesn't tell us that Abraham cried out to God or prayed to him for help.
有时候在我们信仰的路上,
sometimes in our journey of faith,
我们在软弱的时候,
in our weakness,
真的是神抱我们经过,
it is God who carries us through.
真的是神像一个救赎的神一样把他救出来。
It is like the God of redemption who brought Abraham out.
神是主动来帮忙的。
God took the initiative to save him.
是说神哈, 神是
God truly loved Abraham.
那法老被降灾降得莫名其妙,
and Pharaoh got this plague without knowing why.
根本如果以法律来讲, 他没有错啊,
legally, 是, Pharaoh was innocent.
他还, 你要说, 这个时候他还怎么样, 那个赔了夫人又折兵,
he lost a woman as well as possessions.
你看第十八节,
Verse 18,
法老就召了亚伯兰说了,
and Pharaoh called Abram and said,
这个法老王还教训了一下我们的信仰的支族亚伯兰,
Pharaoh rebuked our father of faith Abram,
说你向我做什么事,
he said, what is this you have done to me?
为什么没有告诉我她是你的妻子?
Why did you not tell me that she was your wife?
为什么说她是你的妹妹?
Why did you say she is my sister?
你看你害得我把她娶过来要做我的妻子,
I might have taken her as my wife.
现在你的妻子在这里了,
now therefore here is your wife.
你可以带她走吧,
take her and go your way.
驱逐出境,
he was cast out of Egypt.
你看20节啊,
Verse 20,
于是法老吩咐人,
so Pharaoh commanded his man concerning him,
这个亚伯兰怎么和他妻子并他所有都送走了送走了到哪里送出国境这个人驱逐出境不欢迎。
They sent this dangerous man away with his wife and all that he had.
法老心也怕怕,
Pharaoh was afraid.
不是怕亚伯兰啊, 是怕神啊。
He wasn't afraid of Abraham, he was afraid of God.
亚伯兰你不要以为说你很厉害啊, 是狐假虎威啊, 你后面有老虎啊。
Abraham himself did not have power, it was God behind him who helped him.
法老不敢修理, 他是看在神的面上。
Pharaoh did not touch Abraham because of God.
神没有降灾在法老身上，我看法老老早把他杀了，要杀就杀了，是不是？
If God had not sent a plague on Pharaoh, Pharaoh probably would have killed Abram.
但这个人有神撑着，到时候怎么样？护送你不要，以后不要超过我这个界限，你不要来啊。
But because God was behind Abraham, they simply sent him away beyond the country.
信仰之族是圣经历史第一个被驱逐出境的。 我们不是说非法移民，而是说不欢迎人入啊。
The first, the father of faith in the Bible was the first person to be an illegal immigrant and cast out of the country.
在信仰都是有软弱的时候。
We often experience moments of weakness in our faith.
但是不要走得太远了。
But let's not go too far.
最好不要软弱了，软弱很麻烦了。
Of course, it's best not to be weak.
但是有时候不小心，偶尔被过犯所胜。
Sometimes you may be caught in a sin.
这个时候求神像亚伯兰神一样救赎我们。
At such a moment, we need to pray to the God of Abraham to redeem us.
第十二章，你看，刚刚进入迦南地的亚伯拉罕。
So in chapter 12, Abraham had just gotten into Canaan.
马上进到埃及去。
He quickly went down into Egypt.
差点太太不见了。
And almost lost his wife.
太太被人家抓去了，他哪里以后怎么会成为大国？那个什么有子孙的祝福根本没有了，后来可能再重娶一个吧。
If his wife had been taken away, there would have been no way for him to become a father of great nations, unless he married another woman.
这样不对啊。
But that wouldn't have been right.
所以这里可以看出来，亚伯兰也是软弱过。
So Abraham also had his moments of weakness.
但是选召他的神永远跟他同在。
But the God who had called him was with him forever.
所以十三章第九。
Chapter 13, verse 1.
亚伯兰就带他的妻子并罗德并一切所有的从埃及上南地去了。
Then Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him to the south.
你看第十二章第九节。
Chapter 12, verse 19.
后来亚伯兰又渐渐往南地去。
Chapter 13, verse 19. Then Abraham moved his tent and went and dwelt by the terebinth.
他是从南地下埃及的。
He first came into Egypt from the Negev or the south.
现在从埃及慢慢的要上来，要上到南地来。
But now from Egypt he goes back to the Negev.
从哪里堕落，从哪里失败，要从哪里起来。
He returned to the place where he fell.
我们在信仰也是一样。
This is how it is with our faith too.
有时候我们信仰软弱了。
Sometimes we're weak in faith.
一定要找出为什么会软弱的原因。
We must find out the reason for our weakness.
你不找出来的话，
If you don't find out the reason,
你起不来的。
You will not be able to get up.
一定有原因的。
There is always a reason.
那这个原因在祷告里面，在读经里面，在反省里面，神会指示我们。
Through your prayer, through your search of the scriptures, and through your personal reflections, you will find the reason.
所以这对亚伯来讲是人生一个很大的一个体验。
This was a very great event or experience in Abraham's life.
神要让他成为大国。
God intended to make him a great nation.
大国一定要人啊。
To be a great nation, you need people.
大国一定要土地啊。
To be a great nation, you need a land.
但他到现在一片土地都没有。
But Abraham had no piece of land.
还下了埃及差点丧命。
He even went down to Egypt and even almost lost his life.
信仰的路是不容易的。
The journey of faith is not easy.
尤其我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
Especially being a member of the True Jesus Church.
我看到我们的信徒心里都是很尊敬的。
Whenever I see our own members, I admire them very much.
不容易啊。
It is not easy.
感谢神，神是救赎的神。
But thank God, God is a God of redemption.
在亚伯兰最软弱的时候。
When Abraham was in his weakest moment,
神是救赎的神。
God was to him the God of redemption.
神也是我们救赎的神。
And God is also our God of redemption.
我们唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
332首。
332.